This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 48 million of us are traveling for the July 4th holiday, says the AAA. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Things are almost back to pre-pandemic levels. Since last Saturday, nearly 2.3 million people a day on average have gone through airport checkpoints, down just 8% from 2019. But airlines have been struggling recently. Just this week, FlightAware says American Airlines canceled 8% of its flights Tuesday and Wednesday, while United scrubbed 4%. Stormy weather is always a factor, but airlines have also found themselves short-staffed at times as they try to hire thousands of workers, including pilots, to replace those who they encouraged to quit when the pandemic caused air travel to plummet.
The AAA predicts car travel will set a new record despite those high gas prices. It's $4.84 a gallon this morning. She could go to prison for 10 years if she's convicted in Russia. Basketball star Brittany Griner's drug trial began this morning. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Griner being led to the hearing in handcuffs, with photographers on hand to grab shots. At a closed-door preliminary hearing on Monday in a Moscow suburb, Griner's detention was extended for another 6 months to December 20. The Phoenix Mercury Center and two-time U.S. Olympic gold medalist was arrested in February at a Moscow airport. Police say she was carrying vape canisters with cannabis oil. Griner could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of large-scale transportation of drugs.
Here in the U.S., there's a lot of confusion about abortion now in some states, now that the Supreme Court's overturned Roe versus Wade. The ACLU is suing over an abortion ban in West Virginia that was originally enacted in 1882. 19 people killed in a Russian missile strike in Ukraine's Odessa region, say Ukrainian officials. This is AP News. Angry parents in Uvalde, Texas, want to know more about the school shooting investigation. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Parents and local officials expressed their frustration with the blackout on information about the investigation into the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I've got nothing.
Mayor Don McLaughlin and the Uvalde Town Council met Thursday evening with angry townsfolk who have not been kept informed by state investigators or the district attorney about the May 24th shooting that left 19 students, two teachers, and the 18-year-old gunman dead inside Robb Elementary School.
All the cops that are around here know exactly what happened in there, but they have a gag order to keep their mouth shut. But what about us? What about us parents?
I agree. You should know before anybody.
In this also from KSAT, McLaughlin says,
I can't even tell you with look anybody in the eye in here and tell you who's in charge of this investigation, because I don't know.
I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.